Well, we get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program a very talented comedian, filmmaker, podcast host. He is he's coming home, in a sense, to the Cross Insurance Center on October 11th. We're pleased to welcome back Ray Harrington. Ray, how are you?
Rich, I'm doing great, and I am excited to come home. It does feel like a homecoming, for sure.
Man, when's the last time you did a show in Bangor?
Oh, I think it was pre-pandemic. It's been forever. I'm so excited. I haven't done a show at the Cross Center before, but they reached out and asked me to kind of kick off their partnership with Hollywood Casino for a ballroom series. So we're gonna do the show on October 11th on a Friday. I'm really excited about it.
Well, that's fantastic, and I'm guessing I don't know if it'll be easier, different than a recent gig I saw. You did a show on a battleship.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was part of the Whale City Comedy Festival. They asked me to close out a couple of shows on I don't remember the name of the ship. It was a World War II battleship, doing it on the deck of the ship. It felt very much like Cher in her music video for If I Could Turn Back Time.
But you didn't dress the same as Cher.
Not exactly the same. I had to go to a very specialty shop. I'm a 6'7 morbidly obese man, so fishnet stockings are really hard to find.
Well, you have been keeping so busy and doing so many cool things in the last couple of years. The most recent album, Overwhelmed, a huge success for you.
Yeah, I was so happy with that. That was kind of I did that album right after Be a Man, the documentary that I did that was on Hulu, came out, and wanted to record something that kind of captured that time in my life where I was caring for a little baby and doing that stuff. And I'm really happy with that album. It's crazy to think, I got my start in Bangor, Maine, started doing shows there, and to be doing some of the stuff I'm doing is really fantastic. I was just in Alaska for like 3 weeks, doing shows. What was it? 22 shows in 21 days. And there's times where I kind of lift my head and go, what the hell am I doing? It's a really fun ride when it's good.
Well, you mentioned Be a Man, and we've talked with you about that a couple of times before. That was such a terrific film. And I don't know if I ever told you this, but I was teaching high school and I had a sociology class. And I think 3 years in a row, we talked about gender roles and parenting, and I showed Be a Man in class. And boy, the response of the kids was so powerful to that, such a visceral reaction. It really was a tremendous film.
Oh, that means a lot to hear. I really do appreciate that. But I do need to get the information on how many of these students saw the film, because that's a public screening, and I think there's a royalty involved. So I'm going to have to talk to lawyers. But let's keep our friendship where it is. We'll let the lawyers handle it.
Actually, I didn't show the film. I just I explained to them what was in.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, a one-man show production starring Rich Kimball? I'm there.
But now I started thinking about that when we had you scheduled for today. My gosh, how old is your son? Is Finn, is he 10 now?
He's 10 years old, and it is different. It's a different experience for sure. I feel like the first 10 years, you kind of get used to this process of being a parent and the things that come at you, and 10 shifts everything. It's crazy. Like this past Christmas, I wasn't sure where he stood on Santa Claus. Mm. And you can't just blow it. You can't just say, hey, are we doing this? So you got to go along with it. And I really wasn't sure. And it made me hyper aware anytime Santa came up, and all Christmas long. What I realized was all the songs about Santa are horrifying.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Santa's creepy in the songs.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like a cute, fun thing the kids sing. But if you take the name Santa and change it to Gary in any of those songs, it's horrifying.
Which I think that was his given name, I believe.
Yeah. Gary Claus. Yeah.
Well, I have a 10-year-old at home as well. And I had the same thing. And I still don't know. I think, because we didn't bring it up, we thought, well, we'll wait and see if he says anything. But he didn't. I know this year he didn't write a letter to Santa, which he had done in the past. But he didn't say anything. And my guess is he may not believe, but he's hedging his bets.
Yes. You got to think these kids. If I was 10 and I wasn't sure, I'd be like, I should probably go along with this just in case. Just in case, I will hedge my bets. It's too true. But yeah, he's a great kid. I'm so happy to see him grow. It's insane. And the movie really is a perfect little encapsulation of that time. And seeing this cute little kid, and now he's a full grown kid and won't shut up about Minecraft. So what can you do, right?
Oh yeah, we've got no Minecraft, but soccer, and Pokemon.
Oh, okay, all right, that's fair. That is fair. I try and keep him away from Minecraft as long as possible.
Yeah, I will do that. We're talking with Ray Harrington here on Downtown. He'll be at the Cross Insurance Center on October 11th. The series Undependent, fabulous. You and Derek work so well together.
Oh, yeah, that was a really fun thing. We did that for True TV. And, you know, the show didn't go, but there was a shakeup in the higher-ups. AT&T bought Warner Brothers, and then for some reason, I don't know if it was in their contract, it did say, like, don't make Undependent. So but it was a really fun experience to get to do that, for sure.
And tell us a little bit about the Fun Bearable podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast I started with two other gentlemen, Chuck Staton and Brad Rohr. They're involved with Chuck does the production for Tuesdays with Stories, the Mark Normand and Joe List podcast, and also Tell 'Em Steve Dave, that kind of Kevin Smith comic book men universe. And we got together and started this podcast. It's been really great. It's been a lot of fun to goof around with these guys, have some really great guests on. And it's been a really fun ride. I mean, I feel like it's legally required as a stand-up comic for me to have a podcast, so I'm lucky that it's a fun one.
All right, so you're covering the outer reaches of the continent here, Alaska and Maine. Do you reach the middle territories at any point later in the year?
Yeah, I'm hitting pretty much everywhere. I mean, it's always interesting to see where things take me. I was just in Cork, Ireland in I think April, and doing a fun show there. And the host of the show, this was a first for me, and I can't believe it happened in Ireland. The host of the show at one point, dealing with a heckler, pulled out a gun. And that was new. That was a new experience. And I can't believe I had to go all the way to Ireland for that to happen. You think it would happen here.
Right. I that didn't happen in Providence at some point?
Right. Oh, I'm sure it has, but just nobody was telling jokes at the time. But it's really wonderful. And I don't want to sound like a salesman, but I am just so excited to come back to Bangor. Starting there, it was the first time I hit the stage. It's where I learned, you know, how to be funny with a microphone. And it feels so great to come back. I've wanted to do a big show in Bangor for so long. And, who knows, maybe this turns into an annual thing. I got to meet with Bob Marley to make sure that's okay, because it's kind of like the mob. If you come into Maine, you got to talk to Bob, make sure everything's okay.
Right. Yeah. Attention must be paid there. Bob, I'm sure it's okay with Bob for a small cut of the profits. That's all.
Oh yeah. No, he's a great guy. He's been wonderful. Starting out, he was a wonderful mentor, and it's really fun. So yeah, I just can't wait. I can't wait to do the show. Yeah, man, it's kind of crazy. It's crazy it's been, we're in 2024, 14 years since I moved away from Bangor, and I miss it. I miss it dearly.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here October 11th, the Cross Insurance Center. If you want more information, go to Ray's website, all kinds of great stuff there at rayharringtoncomedy.com. Ray, good to talk with you as always. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you again, Rich. I really appreciate it. And I hope to see you. I hope to see you soon.
That
sounds
great.
Bring some Pokemon cards.
Fabulous. Thanks, Ray.
All right. Take care.
Ray Harrington with us here on Downtown on this Thursday afternoon, 13 minutes after the hour, as we get